Mics are live.
Good afternoon. I call a special meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It is 3:07 on Tuesday, May 7th. I am Commissioner Brian Crotius. Also present with me are Commissioner Julie Fedorchak and Commissioner Randy Christman, so we do have a quorum. And I actually have one opening comment, and because I know my daughter just waits to watch these commission meetings. Which probably isn't terribly likely, but today is her birthday, so I want to give her an official happy birthday.
Nice.
From the state capitol. So, my youngest daughter. So,
how old is she?
Celebrate later. I don't know if I can say.
Really?
I
she's young. People to like to be.
She's 27. Yeah. So, Commissioner Fedorchak.
Does he have any opening comments? Oh, I don't know.
Happy 27th birthday.
Yep. All right, we have one item on the agenda. It is in Commissioner Fedorchak's portfolio.
All right, I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and order issuing certificate, site certificate number 59 in Aurora Wind Project LLC, Aurora Wind Project, Williams County, citing application, case number PU-18-352.
Second.
On September 28th of last year, Aurora Wind filed an application for a permit for this wind energy conversion facility and also for a permit for a transmission line to connect it to the grid. January 9th, the commission deemed those applications complete, conditioned on receiving a number of different studies and maps and et cetera 30 days prior to the hearing. On February 25th, the public hearing was held as scheduled. Then there was a variety of late filed exhibits received, etc. So here we are today. The project is located in Williams County, approximately 44,000 acres. And it will include wind turbines, 121 wind turbines with a nameplate capacity up to 121 wind turbines with a nameplate capacity of up to 300 megawatts. The turbine output, they haven't determined that yet, ranges from 2 megawatt to 4.2 megawatts, and that'll then affect how many of the turbines are ultimately used and to reach up to the total wattage of 300 megawatts. The estimated cost for the project is $385 million. As with all of our projects, the company went through a variety of different studies and consulted with 27 different agencies. All that feedback has been received and taken into consideration. There are avoidance areas and exclusion areas, the selection criteria and policy criteria that all factor in. With respect to exclusion areas, there were four exclusion areas. All of them are related to setbacks from either interstate or state roadways, center line of any county or township road, the transmission lines, and the property line of non-participating landowners, although the project facilities will be sited to avoid those exclusion areas. With respect to avoidance areas, there's some cultural resources present within the project area, and the project has been sited to avoid cultural resource sites. The unanticipated discovery plan has been filed, and we've received information from SHPO that they don't anticipate any issues with this project. There are wetlands present in the project area. The project has been cited to avoid wetlands, except where there's no reasonable alternative, and then to minimize permanent impacts to the extent practical. Let's see. Trees and shrubs will be mitigated through the tree and shrub mitigation plan. Aurora Wind coordinated with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and North Dakota Game and Fish with respect to the project. Game and Fish, in their earliest interactions with them, applauded the project for picking an area that was not of huge significance to their to the wildlife issues, and then went on to say that, you know, you have to be careful with the micro-siting and urge them to do that. So ultimately, there's a little bit of back and forth and some conflicting evidence regarding some of the environmental impacts, but the commission with this order does not find the evidence in totality to be sufficient to deny their certificate. This one, there's six turbines that are sited on grasslands. All the rest are sited on cultivated land. And those turbines are on North Dakota Trust land, and that is where the trust, the state wanted the turbines to go and supports the placement on those. And so they've been sited away from the to the edges of the grasslands to minimize potential fragmentation impacts. And then no turbines have been sited in wetland basins, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service wetland easement basins, or waterfowl production areas. In regards to sound, a sound analysis was conducted for the project and demonstrates that the company's plans will comply with the commission's standard of 50 decibels within 100 feet of an inhabited residence. No more than 50 decibels, and unless a waiver is obtained. Same with shadow flicker analysis. There's been studies done on that, and the project will stay with below the 30 hours per year at all but two residences, one participating and one non-participating. They've received a waiver from the participating landowner, and if in their final selection of turbines, the shadow flickers expect anticipated to be more than 30 hours per year, they'll either seek a waiver from the non-participating landowner or they'll make alterations to the project to meet that standard. Let's see. All project infrastructure will be set back at least 2 miles from the Fuller Waterfall production area. Subject to FAA approval, Aurora Wind will install an aircraft detection and lighting system or other technology suitable to the commission regarding lighting prior to operation. So that will be in place prior to this project being operational. They're participating in North Dakota One call. Will coordinate with local authorities on and first responders on emergency response plans relating to the project. And so with that, this project as it compares to other recent wind farm projects, this one was fairly straightforward. There was really not much public opposition, if any, that I recall coming forward at this on this issue or on this project. And it's real near to an existing wind facility that's been operational now for a couple years near Tioga. And they're going to be kind of almost right next door to each other. So with that, I think I mentioned that it's the total project cost is $385 million, and they expect to begin as early as second quarter of 2019, and they hope to have it construction complete and operational no later than the end of 2020. And they also, through the hearing process, agreed to participate in all of the decommissioning requirements and the financial assurances that will be required prior to operation as well. So with that, I'm prepared to support this order.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Well, not to minimize the positives that you just went through by pointing out one negative that I see to this, because there are a lot of positives, and you kind of wrap that up toward the end of your discussion points about that it was, you know, just a pretty straightforward case. There's one thing that bothers me with this case, and that is using up 44,000 acres of land for 121 turbines. That's more than a half a section of land for every single turbine. And I don't think it's necessary. When you look at the map, there are some significant blocks that they could have eliminated. Some of our recent applicants that have been approved have after everything else was done, narrowed down their site plan a little bit. And I don't mean necessarily denying those landowners the ability to get lease payments. They can pay lease payments to people that are outside of the footprint. And so that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about occupying this and kind of potentially, if they choose to, having a stranglehold on what might be other important infrastructure that we need in the future. So because others have been cooperative about working with our staff to minimize their footprint after the hearing, I had hoped that this company, that Aurora, would be too, and they chose not to be cooperative in that regard. And so in the future, I'm going to be asking a lot more questions about that and building a better record for denial of portions that just have real no necessity to the project. But in this case, I don't think the record would sustain that, so I'm going to vote for it. But with that one exception, I'm certainly look at this very favorably.
I think there was some interesting aspects to this particular case. The acreage was not unusual when you compare it to other siting cases that have been out there. And I've actually done quite a bit of research looking at facilities in other parts of the country, and our per acre, acres per turbine ratio is extremely high in comparison to other locations. So I agree that it seems very high in terms of acreage, but it also goes back to a landowner rights issue as well, and they are willing to accept those lease payments to have what turns out to be a substantial footprint in the area. It's certainly an interesting section of the state in that you've got oil and gas development and renewable interspersed together, as well as pipeline infrastructure, whether it's gathering lines, whether it's saltwater lines. So there's a lot of activity, obviously, in the Tioga area. It's often thought of as oil and gas country, and rightfully so. But this is an extension in many ways of an adjacent facility. And as was mentioned, the support for the project was strong, so I too will be supporting the order.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That's it.
All right. Commissioner Chrisman, did you have something else to add?
What was the status of the transmission line for this? Is that
the company was eager for this one. That's why we were doing the special meeting. The transmission order isn't quite ready, so we just are moving forward with this, and that'll probably be on our next regular commission meeting agenda.
We have no other items on the agenda. I am going to adjourn, and then we will take questions from the press. We are adjourned.
So Randy kind of took
Yeah, they're two separate applications, two separate case numbers.
Okay.